PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
You got the last take, huh? And the hair is looking good. That's exactly right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Yes, Roger?
Stakes are gone.
So it's over with.
Shut it down.
It's done.
But you can still make donations anytime you want to.
Brandon LeCue.
Yeah, just saw Brandon.
He just walked out.
And he told me, that's right, I was talking with Heather about that. So they still have Kids Eat Free on Sundays at Moe's.
Yeah, how about that? Still do. Somebody was saying, Hunter Yurchek living in y'all's head rent-free all day today, huh? In the end, nobody really cares if he speaks or not. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Frozen. And I said, oh, my friend, you missed the point. I said, if he wants to help the Touchdown Club be a conversation piece today, I won't stop him. Yeah. That's all we're just saying.
It is news.
When you stop a tradition, look at Randy Allison right there.
If you stop a tradition
for 16 years, people are going to notice. I didn't want him to. I wanted him to be there. But just because we mention it, that means he's living rent-free, it's become a story. That's the thing. He's a polarizing figure. A lot of people are not happy with him, and I hope he succeeds. I want him to be successful.
Yeah,
I want the program to be successful.
So. We all do.
One other thing. Somebody said, the mystery guest, I've got it figured out. Yeah. It's going to be at Simmons Bank Arena. They're going with the Pope.
They got it.
The Pope.
They got it.
That would be a good one. That'd be a good get.
Well, you know, he's a sports guy, too.
That's right. Here's one. Did y'all see Cam Kozel smoke a home run over Aloy's head yesterday?
No.
We did not. That would be amazing. Somebody said KRK is hosting a women's expo Saturday and Sunday at the fairgrounds. That's from Kid in the Spa City. Here's one. 50 wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but dang, all the years are flying by since.
Yeah, I don't like it. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It sure does.
Yeah, it looks like the last few stakes are done. You said Rogers is official.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah,
it is over.
Yeah, Larry just told me.
Down goes Steak Friday. No. You used to do Steak Burger Friday, but you wouldn't do that today because there's no steak.
No, somebody was telling me that, and we're going to have to get Kevin over here. Somebody was telling me that they do it now, Tuesday through Friday, you can get steak burgers or something like that.
By the way, Peggy, could you find Kevin Case like at 9:30 and say, hey, we want to get here at 9:30? That'd be great. Let's bring in our NASCAR expert. The one and only, he was at the Touchdown Club yesterday, the one and only Steve. What's up, Randy? Great to see you. Thanks for supporting.
What up, Randy Allison?
Let's bring in old Qualsy.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubbed you, and rubbing some is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
I hit the pace car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there.
Whoa,
I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up this morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy.
In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
My dad loves to hear that. What's up, Steve?
Morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor, Quasimodo.
All the way over in Hot Springs. Great to have you at the Touchdown Club yesterday. Appreciate you being there.
Well, it's an honor to be there. I appreciate you. I appreciate the shout. And I hate that we miss Roger. You know, he is the most important part. He makes everything go around for all of us. And we're glad to
tell you
and he's a great asset
wad.
To the show.
Hey, suckwad. Let me tell you this right now. There's no need for you to do that. I'll hang up on your ass quicker than you can jump. I'm telling you right now.
He was there last night.
He almost
Did y'all win at trivia?
No, they didn't win. He was too busy causing trouble.
Did you get your food on time last night?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Things were really good last night.
Good.
Thank you, Steve, for saying that. But, you know, listen, he had my name on his piece of paper, It's, you know, it's not enough that he mentioned you, Wes Sutton.
I had it there ready to go. Of course, the last time I recognized him at the Star with Cliff Harris, NFL Hall of Famer, I stopped the whole deal to have everybody turn around. I said, I want you to see my co-host in the back. Give it up for Roger. Where's Roger here? No, and he's not. No, okay, never
Quiet
mind.
Quiet as a pin, they hear the toilet flush. You know what? That's all right. I'm just glad John Neighbors got a shout out, too.
Yeah, he was in Cliff's closet pilfering around for some cowboy memorabilia.
Why don't you just get on with your segment?
All right, let's talk Iowa.
All right, let's
Iowa.
Get on with this segment.
Yeah, let's talk about Iowa.
Yeah, so Carson Quapel driving for Junior Motorsports in the O'Reilly Series wins. They're off this week. There's one more regular season race at Daytona before their playoffs start. In the Cup Series, Joe Gibbs Racing team runs first and second again. Ty Gibbs, Coach Gibbs' grandson, wins his second race of the year, and that's the second win of his career. And his crew chief made a great pit call to take only two tires in the last pit stop to get him some track position, got him out front of Bell, and Christopher Bell just could not get around him. That moved now Ty up into the second spot in the point standing. And Christopher Bell, once again, run second. This is the seventh time this season.
Holy cow.
For Bell to run second. He's fifth, top five. He's been fifth and then top five in the last six races. He's jumped from 10th position to sixth in the standing. And so the question of our day is we're going to bring this question back to Arkansas. This should be real easy.
Okay, hold on. Are we playing for anything?
Yeah, we're playing. We're playing for a Morning Mayhem tumbler.
Oh, what? Wow.
Wait,
what's the value of that, Steve?
On the street. What's the street value?
It's between $5 million and $5 million.
Thank you, Steve, for that very much.
The tumbler, man. Morning Mayhem. I haven't seen a tumbler.
No, you know what? I have a mayhem.
Oh, you do? Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
And online as of today, the mugs are on and the tumblers are on.
Okay. Wow. All right. Very good. Well, I'm glad we got that.
So there you go.
So we're going to play for a tumbler today.
Okay. So the first person that makes the call and that gets it right. So here we go. This is for a $25 Morning Mayhem tumbler. Here we go. Let's go.
Right. All right. The question of the day: what was Mark Martin's racing nickname? He has a certain nickname for racing.
I did not know this. I see the question in front of me, the answer, and I did not. Roger, did you know this?
I did not.
Yeah, I did not know this was his nickname. 661-1037. What was Mark Martin's racing nickname for a $25, probably somewhere around there, tumbler? And when you say a tumbler, it's like what's another word for tumbler?
It's a 20-ounce stainless steel insulated tumbler.
Yeah, well, it's another word for tumbler.
The Leti cups?
It's like a Yeti cup.
We just call them all that now.
What was that we used to put in our lunchbox? Remember?
Thermos.
It's like a thermos.
Yeah.
It is a thermos.
Listen, here's the deal. It is dishwasher safe, but not, you know, it's hand wash.
Phone lines are now lit up. Every line is full. So first one you pick, Todd, go for it. Todd, are you there? Oh, he must be typing in the name.
I got you.
It was the first one who called.
It's Tim Carvey.
All right, Tim. Good morning. How are you?
Tim, you just made that name up.
I'm great.
All right, the question of the day. What was Mark Martin's racing nickname for a Morning Mayhem tumbler? Go ahead.
The Kid.
The Kid is correct.
My wife knows
everything Mark Martin.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. Yeah, Steve, did he have the Kid as a young racer, or did he have that as an older racer, or what's the story on that nickname?
That's just been his nickname for as long as I can remember. I mean, even back into the dirt track. He started racing at a really young age.
Okay. All right.
And here's something a lot of people don't know about Mark. He was the most accomplished driver never to win a NASCAR Cup Series championship. He finished second in overall standing five times and third on four other occasions.
I mean, think about that. Five times being second in the overall Cup Series standings and third four times. So, you know, you're talking about nine times he's been in the top three. That's That's a shame he never won it, because but that shows you how good of a racer he was. Well, congratulations, Tim Carvey.
Thank you, Tim.
We'll get that to you through because of Design Labs.
Yeah. Hey, Quasimodo, Joshua Kelly, you know him. He just texted me and said, Mr. Consistency. Did he also have that one? And I know the kid is the answer, but was that
the kid is what he's known for.
Absolutely. Did they call him Mr. Consistency because of what you just said, you know, being second
and
third?
I mean, there was another nickname like that, but his true nickname was the kid.
No, not questioning it whatsoever. Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of people have more than one nickname.
Yeah, what?
He's making that up. No. I believe that. I was thinking that he's the Creedence Clearwater of a NASCAR, you know, having them number one, getting number two.
All right, what about Richmond?
Yeah. So Richmond's a three-quarter-mile D-shaped oval track. That's where they're racing this weekend. The trucks will race tonight in the Black Tire 250 at 6:30. You can catch them on FS1. O'Reilly Series, again, like I said, is off this weekend. The Cup Series races tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in the Cookout 400, and it can be seen on the USA Network. There have been four drivers now that have already clinched their spot into the chase: Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, and Gibbs. So there's 12 spots still open, and some of those will probably get filled this week with three races to go till the playoffs. So the guys are on the bubble from, say, 13 to probably 18 have a shot to get in the top 16. So really going to be an interesting race this weekend and a good chance for a couple of guys to move around.
Yeah, you got the topless 100, Roger.
The topless 100.
Yeah, what does the topless 100 mean?
It's a bachelor party.
Well, I wanted to talk about this a little bit because we talk NASCAR, but dirt track racing in Arkansas is huge. And the Mooneys, Mooney and Connie Starr, that they're owners of Batesville Motor Speedway, man, they're phenomenal promoters. They have the Saturday, Friday and Saturday night. They start tonight. They're running the 34th annual Topless 100. 50,000 to win. There are 44 of the best drivers in the nation that run super late models. All the best drivers in the nation are already in Batesville now. So
in Batesville,
something else is cool up there.
Wow.
Yeah, in Batesville. And so something that's really cool too is they run an undercard of this too to prep tracks and keep the entertainment going. And they're going to be running modified. And so you're going to be able to go up there and watch some of the best late model races in the nation and some of the best Arkansas talent that will be running in the modified races.
Yeah, so think about this. So, Roger, we've been up there. We've done the show and we've met Mooney. Matter of fact, Mooney and his wife were at the Terry Bradshaw show in Branson, sat behind us, and they were there because they heard us talking about it. But you're right, Mooney is a promoter, and you're talking about 44 of the top national drivers coming to Batesville, Arkansas.
$50,000.
$50,000.
$50,000.
Burt Reynolds will say.
Dirt track racing is huge in Arkansas because we don't have short track pavement courses here. We have 10 dirt tracks in Arkansas, so it's pretty big. Another big race is going on. This is the most prestigious race of the year at the Sprint Car Capital of the World, the 65th running of the Knoxville Nationals. It started Wednesday. They do qualifying races through Friday night to make their way into the A Main, which is the feature race Saturday night. It's going to pay $200,000 to win. The racing has been phenomenal so far. I follow it every night and get to watch all I can. Another great, interesting fact, too, we have two Arkansans racing in this event, Landon Crawley from Benton and Derek Hager from Marion. And I think that there are over 100 cars entered in this event. And also, if you're into drag racing, and if you are, you know this name, Alex Taylor. She's racing this weekend in the Tri-5 Nationals, which is a race of 55, 56, and 57 model cars. It's a huge event, very popular in the drag racing world.
What is I was going to ask. So did you see? I don't know if he sent you. So there's apparently a rising superstar, Roger, a female who's I think late 20s that is actually a driver, but she's also become host of a NASCAR garage show. What's the scoop on that, Steve?
Yeah, she Alex is from Boonville, and this is the girl I'm talking about, and she was the celebrity on Hot Rod Garage that was on Motor Trend. They've since pulled all their shows for right now, but there's still new content coming out. I'm reached out to her to see if we can get her on the show sometime. She's a just a phenomenal driver and a phenomenal mechanic, so knowledgeable in the auto industry, and I just think it's so cool that we have these people from Arkansas doing all these great things, and you know, I want to expose them. I want people to see them. I want Alex Taylor to influence young girls in high school that are looking for a career that they can go into the auto industry as well as they can go into any other industry and make a great living and have a whole lot of fun at what they do.
You know what? I've given Steve. I said, Steve, why don't you reach out to her and see if you can get her for the show, because she's going to understand what she talks to you.
Right.
What an asset you are to our show, Steve.
And we're my dad had a thing on our show.
My dad's listening. He says, yay. He said, I'm so excited. Asset number one, come on the show
right
now.
What an asset you are to our show.
Well, Pop,
we love it.
I tell you, Dave, your mom and dad are special. Your mom wrote me a message this morning that I can't respond to it yet because it's so powerful. But I love you, Mama Baz. And, Pop, you're an asset. And
I'm so excited
that I get to do this show with you guys. We're just having a great time, and it's great to hear. Last night we were at Mainline. There's a group there. You know, the guy comes over. Hey, you know, I'm a NASCAR. I have season tickets, and so Roger and I got to talk to him a long time about NASCAR. I didn't know that the guy cared anything about it. So
Jeff Overton's his name.
We just hope we're getting some good fun.
Yeah, it's that's why we're doing the segment, Steve, because there are a lot of NASCAR. I don't know a clue about NASCAR, but I'm glad to be able to do a segment where the NASCAR community who loves that can listen in and understand things a little bit. Think about this, Roger.
I love it.
Think of the what is the word I'm looking for? Collusion.
Jumbotron.
Collusion that's happening with our friend Steve. You know, he comes to the Touchdown Club yesterday with representing Design Lab, doing all of our gear for the Touchdown Club. You see him last night with a big table participating in Mainline Sports Bar Trivia, brought to you by Oakland. Yep. Today he's on the show doing NASCAR stuff.
And he's doing good work for people as well.
And he's doing work for his people as well. Yeah, that's right, giving back as well. So, since you brought it up.
What an asset you are to our show.
I wish we could get the other part of that, make that clean with that Christian being on there. Hey, so for those who missed it, if you want to get a Morning Mayhem shirt, a 609 shirt, a mug, a tumbler. If they go to Design Lab, what is the exact website, Steve?
Just go to the Morning Mayhem page on the Buzz, and there's a link to it, and that's the fastest way to get there. We're changing our site over, and we're having an issue with one of our links. So it's easier just scan the QR code that's on the screen right now, and it'll take you right to the store.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, it is. Well, I love my stuff. You know that, Steve. And he's not only doing that for our show. He's doing it for the Touchdown Club. He's doing it for Hatcher. He did it. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you because I want everybody to know that when people make mistakes, we're going to bring it out too and all that. He's horrible at bathing suits for men. Horrible at that. Do not order any bathing suits from him because they fall apart under the water. If you've got a company or an event that you want to get some shirts and stuff for, I mean, until I saw what Hatcher was doing, even this before Steve got involved, he was doing things for the Musketeers that he was having done. You guys were wearing shirts and things like that even the year before that I wasn't there. So he was doing that sort of thing. So if you've got a company and you need to do something for some synergy or a get together or whatever, Design Lab is a place to go. We recommend it. We highly recommend it.
Yeah, and
quality,
you know,
work for us.
We all promote Arkansas, but hey, let's buy some Arkansas companies. I don't care what the company is, but let's keep this tax money in our state. Let's grow our state. Let's buy it online from an out of state company and help their
our show.
I'm surprised. Are you not going to Batesville this weekend, Steve?
No, I've got some estate things that I'm helping my wife with, and it's not going to allow me to go. I planned on going, but I'm actually at the boat right now. I've got to take care of some stuff for Melissa, and Kobe's coming in town for a day, and then they're starting college next week, so with that, I just couldn't get up there. But I would love to go, and I'm going to be watching it online tonight, but I won't get to go. But and there's another race, too, for you dirt track guys that love sprint cars, and I think it's in October. I got to go back and check it. I-67 Speedway in Texarkana. They'll have sprint cars down there. I don't have the date yet, but I'll get that information for our listeners. But I will definitely be at that event.
I'll tell you, Roger, it seems like that NASCAR trip we took was like 6 months ago.
I mentioned it yesterday.
When did we go? What month was it? Was it July? When was it? Or was it June or July?
Yeah. July the 12th. It was my anniversary.
I mean, that's only a month ago. That's only 4 weeks ago.
It does seem like
felt like that was another life ago. I cannot believe that how much stuff has happened from now.
Well, that was part of our great summer of adventure. It dovetails back off of the question that you gave yesterday. You said, how's your summer going? I was telling people last night, my summer has been freaking fantastic. We just got back from the Florida Keys. We were in Atlanta for a NASCAR race. We've been
Dallas,
to four of the Dallas.
Stars.
Oh, my God, Clipper. Been to four of the top
different cities.
The oldest five.
Got to go to Batesville.
Still one to go. Still one to go.
Dixie that, Pig, yeah.
Looking for, is that where it is?
Yeah, yeah, it's the Dixie Pig in baseball.
I don't know what,
Blavel.
Okay, very good. I was just going to say, because baseball, then we'd go, Blavel, we'd go see Mark Martin. Very good. And Steve, I've got to get you to give me some of the information so I can give it to salesperson extraordinaire Joe Cates, who wants to take advantage of that he knows as well as we all do now. All the dirt car, stock car, race car, NASCAR fans that are out there, there might be some companies out there that need to advertise on this show.
What is
Sure. We'd love to partner up with it, and you know we can grow this thing as the public wants it. We'll take it to whatever direction they want.
As the public wants it.
What an asset you are to our show.
Yes. What is the Will Ferrell line? He said, I'm a big hairy winner.
I'm a big hairy American man. Isn't that what it is?
I can't remember what he says now. I'm a big so many great clips in that. Yeah. All right, Steve, you and Melissa have a great weekend. Great
Thanks,
to see
Steve.
You yesterday. Big day.
Thanks, Bob.
I hope you can make obviously I hope you're so busy it's not easy to get over to the Touchdown Club, but hopefully you make some meetings this year.
I plan on being at most of them, and I've got some customers now that are interested in coming with me, so you know, we're gonna try to grow the Touchdown Club more from Garland County and bring you know, more people from over here to Little Rock to see all the great speakers.
Awesome, awesome. All right, buddy, have a great weekend. Tell Melissa we said hello. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Quality.
Strength and honor.
Love you, Hottie.
Love you.
Strength and honor.
You don't have to call me Hottie. Weirdo.
All right, 9:28. We'll take a break, Todd. We were trying to track down Kevin Cates, but I think he's gone.
Let's find out. This was from earlier today from our buddy Trey Schaff.
Yes. That's golfing your balling. That's golfing your balling.
That's golfing your ball.
That's golfing your balling.
All right, here's he's talking to a ULR coach.
Yeah, Matt Travis.
Probably be in the low 80s to mid 80s, probably if I had to guess.
That's still good. That's golfing your ball at that place.
I know.
That's
golfing your
ball. Wow. Who says that?
Nobody.
Who says it's golfing your ball? We got to get Shapp on the line.
His collar's popped. He's got his glasses on backward on his hat.
That's golfing your ball.
That's golfing. listen to the chuckle. That's golfing your ball.
That's golfing your ball.
He said it, and I was like, I'm driving here, and I'm going,
you sure did.
He just had another golden line that he puts out. The other one was his AI, and we hear coming in.
Absolutely.
So, all right, 9:30, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, don't go away. We're done serving steak, so don't come by here. Thanks to everyone who came by and made this a big success today.
Yeah, congratulations.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
The Little Rock Touchdown Club announced its 2026 speaker lineup Thursday. Razorbacks head coach Ryan Silverfield will get things started on August 24th, followed by Hall of Famers Emmitt Smith on August 31st and Lynn Swan on September 8th. ASU coach Butch Jones and UCA coach Nathan Brown will both make their yearly appearances in front of the club. One person who won't, though, Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurachek, who was invited to speak to the club, but it was announced Thursday that invitation had been declined. For more information on the speaker lineup or to check out how to get tickets, go to lrtouchdown.com. Moving to baseball, the Arkansas Travelers added some pitching depth Thursday when former Razorback Lyle Lockhart was assigned to the team after signing as a free agent with Seattle. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Pat
Matt Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's still going to be very, very hot again today. Sunny with a high of 103. Heat index easily over 105, maybe as high as 108 or 109. Tonight, clear sky, warm overnight, a low of 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 103 again, and Sunday up to 104. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Here's a message for all you fishermen out there. Have you ever taken part in a tournament where you can win $3,000 and have a chance to save a life? It could be your own. You can do both by signing up for the Real Fight Against Prostate Cancer Fishing Tournament. The event is August 29th. Everyone will launch from the ramp at Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock. Entry fee, $200 a boat. Launch time, 6 a.m. Weigh in at 3. Plus, there's a payout for big bass and gift cards galore. Larry Nixon, one of the top anglers of all time, will be on hand to meet and greet. Now, back to the fight against prostate cancer, which kills more than 35,000 a year. When detected early, the cure rate is 90-95%. So, what are you waiting on? Make plans to fish or come by the weigh-in, as there will be free on-site prostate screening for everyone who stops by. For more information, call 501-912-7888 or go to Facebook, Real Fight Against Cancer Fishing Tournament. All proceeds go to the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
It's 9:35. Last half hour of the show here at the Butcher Shop. Thanks to all the fine employees here who worked hard this morning and helping the youth home raise a lot of money. Yeah, there's hardly anybody here, Rog.
I know. I'm looking for Kevin.
Kevin Casey, owner. Didn't he say bye?
He had to go to Sauce to meet the refrigeration guy. He's got a cooler down.
Good Lord.
Words. Yeah. He's always ducking out of here. He's trying to get back over there. So, Kevin, if you can, we're trying to give you some love. Trying to do that. All right, I spoke to my son-in-law.
Talking about Trey Biddy said yesterday on the bus.
That's right.
Because you said that he said that we're going to be terrible on – we look terrible on offense. I said
somebody confirmed Trey Biddy said the offense is terrible in this
the
group
word
text
terrible.
That I'm with. Exactly. Yeah. And so my son-in-law is saying – because my son-in-law listens to everybody's show. His segment on Drive Time. Every day, he never has anything good to say about the offense, says the QB room is weak, doesn't have faith in KJ, and if he goes down, we're screwed.
Yes, wait a minute. He doesn't have faith in KJ, but he said if he goes down, they're screwed. Then you can't have – you're saying he's worth something than if he goes down, but then you're saying –
No, it doesn't say that. I see where you say, look, I don't even have faith in this dude. But if he goes down, we're even more screwed. So if KJ's healthy, we win four games. If he's down, we win two. I don't know. Said KJ overthrew someone by a lot, but only threw three passes in the scrimmage. You watch footage of the wide receivers, and they do not look SEC caliber. These are what my son-in-law.
Okay, I don't get to hear him, Roger.
And I don't either.
Those are strong statements.
They are.
I just have not seen that or heard that from him. And
I'm going by what my son-in-law says now.
Can I tell you? He's being honest.
100%.
Now, you know, this is as of right now.
Well, no, we've
not to say they couldn't get better, but if you watch them, they are not the most talented group. You know, effort and smarts and not making mistakes can help you.
Wasn't he the most animated last year on his walk and talks?
Frustration in losing.
Last year, was it the year before?
No, absolutely. No, it was
I mean, it was
year.
Bad. Yeah. He was hating it.
Well, the part of the deal is he makes a living.
But he's a fan, too.
Covering sports for Arkansas. And so it's frustrating because, you know, business would be better if they were winning. We sort of do, too.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the economy blows, but when the Razorbacks are good here, then everybody's a little bit happier. You know, you feel a little bit better, you know, this and that. And then the our sales staff can go around and say, hey, do you want to buy this Razorback package?
Right.
And we will sell those to you. Same thing with anything else. If it's good, we're going to, you know, we've got an item here that's very expensive because a lot of people want it. We've got just a few spots open right now. Tickets are available anywhere you want.
Somebody says here on the Middleton Heat and Air text line, hey, David, and a Little Rock Touchdown Club speaker that no one ever mentions was Pat Dye. The guy was hilarious. Rest in peace. Oh, my good friend. We had Pat Dye. I love the other day when Sully goes, you should have it. We've had him. Well, you should. What about what? We've had him. We've had him. People forget how many of the names. I need to post that sometime. How many coaches? Great. The coaching list is just mind blowing.
Yeah.
And then the players. But we've had 22 years
outside the box play things that you tried to get as well. I mean, there's some that you still can't. Now you said, so who would you say that they wanted you to get earlier today? And you said, you know,
Mike Gundy.
You said Mike. Okay, so he's done. You're not even. You probably won't even try him for a while.
No, I would go after him next year.
But there's others that you won't even say yet.
Oh yeah, there's plenty that I went after that it didn't get because I may want to try. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, I had a monster big.
Thank
name.
You, fellas. Thanks for your
guys.
Support.
Good to see you. I had a monster big name nationally that I was going to bring in. I thought I was going to get him. He's in the broadcast world.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure we were going to get him. One of our listeners actually knows him, and I thought we had a good chance of getting him. We didn't. I think we'll get him next year. But if I'd have got him this year, boy, it really would have even added more to the program. And if we get him next year, sometimes you get lucky.
Well, how'd the combo with Gus go?
Gus, you know, and I've been friends since, you know, we were college teammates.
Right.
So he was glad to do it. You know, he's already spoken twice. Matter of fact, he's done three times. He did it as a high school coach at Springdale. We flew him down. How about that? I brought him in as a high school coach at Springdale, knowing that he was being targeted by Brawls and Nutt to maybe be the coordinator.
Right.
He ends up being the coordinator. The next time we have him, he's the head coach at Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Then after that, well, no, I take that back. He was the offensive coordinator at Auburn. And Arkansas people were not happy that I was having him on because he was off his coordinator. That's right. They had a storm, and he couldn't do it, so he did it by phone. And then we had him on as the head coach at Arkansas State.
Right.
And then we hadn't had him since then. So I think he's going to be, I know.
Well, he's always been someone that you could talk to, and he could talk to you as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That
and he's a
Brawls
Award winner. Yeah, that's
and
right.
And he's a Brawls Award winner and all that, and has earned it. Well, it's good that he is coming back to talk. I don't have a problem with Gus. I never had a problem with Gus. Again, people have issues with Gus. People still have issues with Nolan. People still have issues with Eddie Sutton. People still have issues with Houston Nutt.
They always will.
And there are some that I may have those issues with. And people, you've been eating it. You stop being.
You want to say who it is? You want to go ahead and just say who it is?
What?
Arch enemy number one.
For
he's
me?
Got all of his money. Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's not that. No, it's just because I haven't been happy with the Razorbacks and I can't tell you how many years. I've not the last 5 years. Bielema had a good year and that was it. Since Bobby Petrino. We've had a good season or two since then. Chad Blue, what's his name? Blue, Smile Blue. Sam had a couple of winning seasons, but nothing just to blow your socks off, or he'd still be there.
Couple things. By the way, the gentleman who sent the text, he said actually, David, you misunderstood. He said I was saying that Pat Dye. Nobody really talks about Pat Dye as one of the better speakers at the Touchdown Club. He was actually there. And it was one of his favorites. Yeah, he was great before he died. You know, he coached Bo Jackson in the Auburn game that I played against. And, yeah, thank you. I misunderstood you, so appreciate those kind words. Roger, too, we've got to play, when we come back from the break here in a second, Todd, we got to play the Hawks Home Touchdown Club Review. We'll just go down the whole list to make sure you know who's picking and when.
All right.
There was one other one I wanted to mention.
And you might even get Sam up one of these days. Is he Touchdown Club worthy?
Yeah, as a former coach, he would be. I just didn't want to bring him back this year. It's too soon.
It's too
not,
soon.
Not the first it's year is gone soon. While What's-His-Face is still coaching up there.
That's right.
A big, hairy American winning machine? Was that what Will Ferrell said?
I can't find it.
Somebody said they take the tops off the cars. That's why they call it's called the topless, not the topless.
Yeah, weirdo.
Roger is thinking. Let's see here. Super Late Models at Baseball is an amazing show.
Yep.
Bob and Russell said the best thing about Mark Martin is that he is a classy individual and represents Arkansas well.
And I'm taller than he is, actually.
Someone said Dale Earnhardt gave him the nickname. Y'all should have him on the bus. Talk about Mark Martin. We've had him before. We should get him back again.
Personal friend.
How can we join the Touchdown Club? Go to LRTouchdown.com. Thank you for all you do to promote the Razorbacks. That's DL and BJ. They watch us on Facebook every day. My guest for the secret guest is Elvis Bass. Finally found him.
Well, that would be good.
Someone said Nick Saban confirmed. No, it's not. So
Elvis sitting in bed.
What's that?
Elvis sitting in bed. He's in bed. Can you get it? That's another one. Could you get the guy that plays Elvis in Benton Church?
That's good. Somebody said I would also like you to get Bo Jackson sometime. I've tried very hard, even through Gus, and Gus was friends with him. Some people are tough to deal with.
Gus is friends with Bo.
Yeah, you know, as a head coach, at Auburn, he knew all. You know, Charles Barkley knows them all.
He wasn't there forever. I mean, but I guess all those guys go back.
Huh? Yeah, I guess we can cross Trey Buddy off the potential speaker list.
Listen, I like Trey Biddy. The fact that he's up because Trey Biddy, buddy. Even though he poor mouthed me on Rainwater Show, he just speaks from his heart, and he's not beholden to anybody right now. Now, again, to Bo and Chuck, they work for him. They can't do that. And to a certain degree, our own Phil Elson, he's going to.
That's correct. That's
but here's the deal. But Phil isn't a negative guy anyway.
That's right.
So he's not. He doesn't have to bite his lip a whole lot. But if Phil does bite his lip. I think you'll know that he bit his lip. He's not going to come out and say the country's marveling at something. Don't pee down my back.
Okay? Let's take a break. Todd, we'll come back and we'll hit the last rundown today. Just for those who don't know, all the speakers we had named on. There are a couple of them that we hadn't mentioned, but we'll go real quickly through them.
Okay.
We'll get that when we come back. 9:44 is like a mausoleum in here. There is nothing going on. Matter of fact, Roger, nobody's at the bar right now.
Nobody's at the bar. Well, I'll tell you
somebody needs to be a bartender.
You know, well, why don't you come on over there? I'll be the bartender, and you will be a wider.
we need to play more of Doc Holliday stuff today. We fumble on that. We haven't been playing it enough.
I've had.
I know. I just need to tell you to let's play it. All right.
I've had bad.
Oh yeah, had bad connections. Yeah. All right, Todd. Let's take a break. We'll come We'll come back here and finish up things at the butcher shop. We've tried to get Kevin Cates on.
Let's see. What did Kevin just tell me? He just said
I reached out to Todd.
I told him to come here. He said I'm on a roof, 102 degrees of heat. Give him all my love. Word is that the biggest one yet. Thank you guys for everything. All right, very good. Biggest one yet. Very good. Well, I guess so. Congratulations, right. Kevin.
We'll come back and wrap things up 9:45.
The people too, I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around.
Okay, I've got a confession to make. I'm growing hair. 4 months ago, I started my hair transplant journey with Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center in North Little Rock. And I've got to tell you, it's working. People are starting to notice. I'm hearing things like, man, I can see it. Or, dude, I was skeptical, but not anymore. And my favorite, holy cow, it works. My answer every time is yes, yes, it does. Now, I'm only 4 months in, so I've got a ways to go. They tell you to give it a full year, but the roots are in, the hair is coming, and I'm not far from a man bun. Okay, I'm not doing a freaking man bun, but you get the idea. If hair loss is something you've thought about, you're not alone. Men and women deal with it every day. For me, it was Dr. Gary Petras and the Petras Center's Hair Restoration Institute. The Petras Center, 4137 JFK Boulevard, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. 4 months in, and yes, it actually works. Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at lifewise.org. LifeWise.org.
I'm Laura Landrow, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
The Hustler end of year sale happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big on select Hustler zero turn mowers. Take home the X-Ride 60 inch or the 52 inch and 42 inch and get 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit at Cabot Outdoors. Don't miss the great deals on the Hustler lineup built for performance and value. Cabot Outdoors, your trusted source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today. CabotOutdoors.com or stop by Cabot Outdoors today.
Saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter agents Hayden Strickland, Daniel Vickers, or Nick Gennardi in Sherwood today.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday. Travs have dropped the first three games here in Tulsa this week, all high-scoring contests. Travs have put up a total of 23 runs in the three games, but have lost all three. Similar scripts in all. Travs coming back from big deficits, only to fall at the end. Last night, it was 11-8 in favor of Tulsa. Travs came back from six runs down, but a four-run sixth inning for Tulsa proved to be the difference. Travs did get a homer from their 20-year-old shortstop, Felnine Celestin, a three-run shot. He's hit in seven straight games now. Josh Caron, Jared Sundstrom added three hit nights in the losing effort. Travs back at it tonight, 7 o'clock start, 6:45 for the Visit Hot Springs pregame show over on Buzz 2. Cade Anderson, the best pitcher in minor league baseball, goes for the Travs tonight, his 18th start of the year. He's 10-1 with a 1.13 ERA. He'll try to get the Travs back in the win column after three straight losses. Travs on the road this weekend, back home next week. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Don't forget, we don't have Big Sarge on here to promote his show, but he's...
Is he in Texas fishing?
He's back. Sarge said that they're shooting at something called a Sarge's Safety Brief. He said, I do it every Sunday. So anyway, don't forget to tune in and listen to the Fishing Arkansas every Sunday.
Yeah, and if you need a couple of pretty faces to be in some of your videos, Sarge, I know two people on Morning Mayhem.
Michael Marion says, Pentatonix, Saturday, December 12th, on sale today at 10. What is Pentatonix? We'll ask Chris Kane. Chris Kane is filling in today for the boys. Both Phil and Justin are out, right, Chris? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Both are out today, so they called in the B-Squad. I'm here to fill in.
Who are you doing the show with?
I'll be doing it with a Friday staple, of course, Pigskin Preacher, and Philip Martin's going to join us as well. So.
Well, that's a lot of brain power in there, man. You've done that before then, though.
You trade one Phil for another one.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So you were there yesterday. You were part of the Touchdown Club. You've been in the loop for everything, excluding the one mystery guest. What do you think of the lineup this year?
Well, I know how hard you worked on it. And, being behind the scenes, I don't know how much is going to be revealed eventually because, you know, I know that a lot of times you pull back the curtain on things. But I do want people to understand the levels and the depths that you have to go through. I mean, what Andy Dufresne crawled through in Shawshank Redemption is essentially what Basil is doing right now to get to the finish line on some of this. Lord. And I just hope people appreciate what you do and how you do it and the level of profession. But no, I think obviously whenever I think you mentioned earlier with RJ, I wish people, you know, Roger, what do you always say? Don't stand up. I don't think RJ could stand up for an hour after Basil announced to him directly, hey, Emmett's coming on the second week. RJ threw the phone, just like, oh, my God, I need to sit down. Oh, my God.
He did. That was a big one.
Hey, Doug Flutie's a great one. I think he's going to have great stories, incredible journey that he was on. So your big three are always great, but I will tell you, I think a couple of the things that stand out to me certainly are you've got the Hall of Famers coming in. The offensive lineman theme this year, I love that you're doing that because it's the most important and the most underrated position at the same time. And so I think honoring the greats that not only play for the Razorbacks but also Matt Stinchcomb is going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to those guys.
Yeah, that's a great point. I forgot about tying him in. He's a two-time All-American at Georgia, and he'll be perfect for the Ken Hatfield's Sportsmanship Award. Oh, yeah. Hey, can we hit that real quick? Can you hit that the Hawks Home Razorback Review, even though it's not a Razorback Review since we've been doing that, Todd? Do you have that handy?
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
All right, the movie review was of my performance at the Touchdown Club yesterday. Roger, on a scale of one Morning Mayhem to five Morning Mayhems, where do you put it?
Five.
No, you don't.
No, well, let me tell you.
I was sweating, and, man, it was 1,000 degrees.
No. Other than...
leaving you out?
Leaving me out,
oh,
mentioning John Neighbors.
There it is.
Other than doing that, and then to have the mocking from Wes Sutton. I mean, Qualls does it on his show. Wes was looking at me. And mocking me. I give it, listen, I think those are great guests.
And then we had the monster one in there.
Even without the monster one that I know, that is just going to take it over the top, because here's what's going to happen. When you tell them, when the monster one becomes known, you're not going to be able to, it's going to be the biggest ever. It's going to be the biggest ever. And here's the thing. All the guests that you have, Emmitt Smith, Doug Flutie, Jason Peters, Frank Ragnow, Swan. Just them. It's a who's who.
What do you give it, Chris Kane? You were there.
Oh, I got to. I'm going to give you a 4.5 only because you didn't mention Roger. And and I want everyone to know. So Baz is a man who gets things done. And if you would have seen the technical crew from War Memorial up there after he repeatedly called out the AC and how bad it was out, he was saying, "This is ridiculous." He's pulling back his sweat. We got people from Stevens and Simmons and Summerwood and everybody in there yesterday. And Basil could not get off the sweat that he was pouring down. And it was hilarious. Oh, they had the whole team up there fixing it after you did that.
It was too late. It was too late. I love the guys out there, but it's too late.
You know what?
I've already sweated. I get my jacket off. It was so sweaty to me. So, hey, Todd Pierce, thanks so much for filling in for 2 days this week. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, fellas.
Chris, real quick, anything you want to mention besides Pigskin and Philip coming in?
Tom Murphy coming up at 11 o'clock. Game Balls and Jock Straps. We got a great show planned for you. Stay tuned. The Zone coming up next.
Well, Roger, good week. Thanks for all the support, buddy.
Yeah,
I would have mentioned that yesterday. Thanks for supporting.
You've seen this
journey every year.
Yeah.
This Touchdown Club, and it's been good. Is that the cut?
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you, for the support. Glad to have that announced. Still got some work to do on the last big one, but at least I got that done. We still got to get the blindfold for the Dixie Pig for our greatest summer of adventure.
See everybody yesterday at the Touchdown Club that I don't get to see until that time of year.
And then thanks to everybody who came out today. We appreciate them. You know, you made this a success. Apparently, the numbers were a little bit less, but they charged more money, so they made more money than ever today.
That's the way it works.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're so grateful that you listened to our show.
Amen.
We'll be back next week. It's almost football time. We're getting closer. Everybody have a great day. The Zone's up next.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Rainbow Restoration restores homes after water, fire, and mold damage. Now breathe cleaner air with their professional air duct cleaning service.